Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Doug Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clemens hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justy hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive towards short. Lillis catches it and throws to first to double up Beckert. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemens for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rosnovsky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Rosnovsky moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosnovsky scores. Kessinger scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Dave Justy. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fox hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Jim Gentile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Nottebohm now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Banks reaches second base with a double. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosnovsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Don Nottebart. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Coombs now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Landrum steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens is hit by the pitch. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky is hit by the pitch. Santo moves to third. Clemens moves to second. Chris Krug pinch runs for Vic Rosnovsky. Don Lee now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chris Krug now catching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile strikes out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.